10.
Proclaim September 2014 as Hunger Action Month.
Mr. Saltzman, would you like to start?
Thank you, Mayor. September is Hunger Action Month, and we are going to read a proclamation to that effect. But before we do that, I'd like to invite up some special guests we have who will be talking about Hunger Action Month and the efforts going on throughout the region to help those experiencing food insecurity in our community. We have with us Susanna Morgan, CEO of the Oregon Food Bank, Chris Warren, Community Schools Program Quality Coordinator for Metropolitan Family Services, which runs a number of Sun Schools throughout the region, and Katie Lauderdale, who is the Sun School Site Manager for Madison High School. Welcome, all of you. And we will hear from them. We'll watch a short video, and then we'll read the proclamation and take some pictures. So why don't we start with you, Susanna.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Susanna Morgan. I'm the CEO of Oregon Food Bank, and I'm just delighted to be here. As some of you know, I am a fairly new Oregonian, and my family just purchased a house in Irvington in this spring, and could not have found a more welcoming community. And I'm utterly delighted by the support that we have found for the hunger work here in Portland. So thank you all very much, Commissioner Novick and Mayor Hales. We really appreciate the support you gave us working on disaster response, and intend to work very closely with you in the case of a large-scale disaster. And Commissioner Saltzman has been such a wonderful support and friend on the Portland's Children Levy and an anti-hunger hero in my book. Hunger Action Month is a national campaign championed locally by Oregon Food Bank and the hundreds of partners we have across the state and in here in Portland. We are asking community members to step out and recognize the problem of hunger in this community, whether it's by advocating, by raising awareness, by making donations, or by volunteering their time and efforts to help work on fighting hunger. We look forward very much to working with the city during a repack shift on Pioneer Square on September 9th. That should be a lot of fun and be very good at raising awareness. And we're looking forward to having Mayor Hale's office come out to the food bank on September 23rd and remember to wear closed-toed shoes.
I usually do, but thank you.
And we're delighted the city of Portland is raising this banner alongside the cities of Beaverton and Hillsboro, as well as the Washington County and Multnomah County are also issuing proclamations. So we're unified this year in support of the work against hunger. The scale of the problem is absolutely staggering. More than one in three residents in Multnomah County do not have the income to meet their basic needs. For kids, it's even worse. Although kids represent one in five of the population, one in four are living in poverty. I'm a mom, I have a five-year-old and two-year-old, and the idea of my kids worrying about where their food would come from just absolutely tears my heart out. And to think that one in four of our kids are facing that situation is absolutely unacceptable. I don't want to tell you the story. I'd much rather that someone here in Portland who has faced these challenges tell this story. So we'd like to show you a short video of an amazing woman that we met in Northeast named Mary Givens.
There was a couple summers that we literally starved because my father deserted us. He was somewhere up in Oregon and left us in Phoenix, and we couldn't get on welfare, couldn't get any help. Because my mother had a husband. We lived across the street from a co-op company, and they would throw all these potato chips out and wampums back in the day, and we'd go and get that, and that's what we eat. We had a pretty hard life, but I think it made me stronger, though. When you're starving, and like you're 8 and 10 years old, that can give you a very bad food complex. And I think that's why my brother got into cooking culinary, and I learned a lot about cooking from him. They cut SNAP by $11, and it doesn't seem like much, but I felt the difference, because when you're paying for other things out of your disability, it goes kind of quickly. Most of my income is going for bills, just monthly living, your rent. So you're constantly falling behind. When you're on food stamps and you're diabetic, it's hard to eat like you really need to eat. because it's expensive. So there are a lot of seniors suffering. I feel like the older you get, you really need to eat much better. Cook a couple things for a couple people in here. I see if you can go to the food bank as well as I can, because I go on the bus and pull the suitcase, you know. This food is available to you. Go and get it. And then I made a mistake of telling a couple of them, whatever you go get, you know, if you want me to cook it, bring it to me. I'll cook it for you, you know. I had a hard time getting out of that one for a minute. But I did commit. When we have potlucks, I always bring two or three different dishes, always a cake, and most of the time, what I cook, it disappears. That's one of my joys I get from cooking, when people eat it all. I need the food banks because it helps me to keep my grandkids eating right, you know, and full, so that for their development and their mental growth. I say, if I'm gonna live, I got to cook. Food is a joy. You know what I mean? It's a joy.
We're so grateful for Mary, but we're also know that we couldn't meet the needs of Portlanders like Mary without the support and hard work of all of our partners, including the City of Portland. We think it takes a collective effort. And we'd particularly like to highlight one of those efforts today, the School Pantry Program, which is a collaborative effort between Oregon Food Bank, multiple nonprofit partners, including the fabulous Metropolitan Family Services, the Sun Community Schools, Multnomah County, and most recently through the Portland Children's Levy, the City of Portland. Food pantries provide a nutritionally balanced mix of fresh, frozen, and shelf-stable foods, including fresh fruits and vegetables, which is a real effort of ours, meats, beans, dairy, whole grains. Families who access the school food pantries receive a 3 to 5 day supply of food in addition to resources such as nutrition information and referrals to critical federal nutrition programs like SNAP. The school pantries are designed as model pantries, incorporating the best practices and everything we know, such as offering nutrition and gardening education classes to clients and building parent leadership within the schools. In addition, they reach families that otherwise would not have accessed much-needed food assistance. With funding from the Portland Children Levy, we'll be able to expand services at 7 current Portland school pantries and open 11 additional school pantries. We anticipate being able to provide over 75,000 children and 37,000 primary caregivers like parents with healthy, nutritious food in the first year alone. Thank you for helping us make that possible. We also want to just thank you again for all of your support for the Waterfront Blues Festival through all of the years. We were very disappointed and we lost our headliner this past year, but we will bounce back, and we hope that continues to be a great partnership with the city. I'd like to turn this over to Chris to talk a little bit more about the partnership around school pantries.
Thanks. My name is Chris Warren, Program Quality Coordinator with Metropolitan Family Service, and MFS is partnering with Oregon Food Bank to put in place 8 school food pantries, 2 harvest share programs, and we have 26 sites that offer after-school and summer meals. All of these are integrated into existing MFS Sun and CAFE community schools. I can speak first to the enormous need for this work in East Multnomah County, where we're located. Before I really spent time in this community, I don't think I understood the impact that hunger really has on student learning and student success. At most of these sites, over 90% of the families are on free and reduced lunch. Up to 1 in 5 of the children are homeless. When our families are moving monthly, weekly, or even daily, food preparation and meal planning becomes almost impossible. I was fortunate to spend 2.5 years at Glenfair Elementary as the MFS Sun coordinator, and I would ask students who are struggling to stay on task in the classroom, what can I do to help you be successful? I had students tell me, I am hungry almost every day. For a lot of our families, there's not sufficient access to healthy food in the neighborhood, even if they had the income. If you look at the USDA posts a map of where our food deserts are located, and most of these sites are in food deserts. This is an area where there's not a good access to a grocery store or a large supermarket. These are areas where often the 7-Eleven becomes a primary food source, where fresh produce that we might see in more affluent areas at at major supermarkets isn't available. And these areas are disproportionately affecting our communities of color. They're disproportionately affecting our low-income communities. I've been into the homes of our families who, during holiday gift drives and during site, during home visits, and I've seen the cupboards that are barely stocked, and oftentimes what they're stocked with is what comes from a convenience store. So really, a lot of these families are facing a triple threat of high mobility, they're moving around, low income, and low access to grocery stores that provide fresh produce, as well as other healthy foods. But I can also speak to the enormous impact that these food pantries make for our families. What's great about this partnership is that our MFS Sun site managers know the families, they know the school, they're there 24/7, they're there throughout the year, and they have the infrastructure and the relationship to work with these families. They can come up with creative solutions to get food to families that can't make it in, things like backpack programs. Alongside OFB, we make sure that our food pantries are open year-round. We emphasize healthy, nutritious foods. We allow client choice. We even offer classes in gardening, nutrition, and effective shopping, as well as cooking in our food pantries. One thing we really try to emphasize is culturally responsive outreach. We post all of our information in multiple language. We use bilingual staff, and we recruit volunteers from the communities that we're serving. As Susanna mentioned, we provide resource referrals to connect folks who come into the food pantry with other resources. These include SNAP, but these also include wraparound services like energy assistance, transitional housing, and fast-track enrollment for Cover Oregon. At these pantries, we've really come to see and hear the gratitude from our families who struggle to put food on the table. We've seen their engagement in the school increase as we connect them with volunteer opportunities, adult classes, and social services. Many volunteer in the same pantry where they receive food. I'm reminded of Monique at Shaver Elementary, who came to our pantry for 4 weeks in a time of need. And a month later, she was able to get a job and provide food for her own family, but she still came back to that pantry every week to volunteer. She packed food and served other people because she felt this was the biggest gift that she could give to families in crisis, because she knew how hard that was for her. At MFS, our mission is to help move people beyond the limitations of poverty, inequity, and social isolation. Through this innovative partnership with the Oregon Food Bank, we're able to address all three of these areas. Together, our vision is for a world where children aren't going hungry, where students have what they need to be successful in the school. We thank you for your support of this vision and your continued attention to the issue of food insecurity, one that is a reality for far too many of our children and families.
You know, I had the chance to visit your food pantry operation at Earl Boyles Elementary School on the day they were distributing food to their neighbors, and it was so impressive.
Yeah. Impressive. What you see on these families' faces and the engagement from the community can be
really obviously needed and well supported by mostly moms from that school that were doing the distribution. It was really great.
Absolutely. Thank you for your support.
Good morning. My name is Katie Lauderdale, and I'm the SunSite manager at Madison High School with ERCO. I just wanted to thank you for the time to share some of the work that we're doing at Madison. We have a new food pantry site, and I won't reiterate what Chris talked about. He spoke really eloquently about the work that's being done at all of our school-based food pantries, but I wanted to just share some information about Madison as a new school food pantry that's partnered with Oregon Food Bank. Since opening late last year, the Madison Community Food Pantry has distributed approximately 1,600 pounds of food a week and sent home a week worth of food to over 200 people weekly. The typical family leaves our pantry with 4 to 6 grocery bags packed full of food, and I mean full because bags are limited for us. That food is made up of canned goods and dry goods, but also mostly fresh produce, the vegetables and fruit that families don't often have access to, and they love that they're able to choose the fruit and vegetables that most interest their families and especially their children. They also get things like eggs and milk, frozen vegetables and meat. We're really happy to have things like oil and spices, ingredients that are often forgotten but really necessary to creating a home-cooked meal, and things like yogurt or treats for students when they get home from school after a long day of learning. We work really hard at our pantry to make families feel welcome, from the way that our youth volunteers greet all of our families to ensuring that families have choice in their food selection, or providing a children's play area in our waiting area that kids run to now when they come in the front door of our building. We want any Madison family to have an experience that honors their dignity and encourages them to view their students' school as an inviting space. When considering which stories to share with you, I can think of many, but two that rise to my mind and tell me that we're doing really great work are these. The first happened at the end of July. We had to close our pantry for the month of August because our school is being cleaned for student return in the fall. We notified families about the closure well in advance and worked with them to identify alternative pantry options that were accessible to them. At our last opening in July, a woman who's come weekly, who generally sits quietly in our waiting area and only speaks enough to get her food and go home, came in, got groceries for herself, her Madison student, and her two younger children, and took them out to her car. Then she came back inside empty-handed and waited in line again. I assumed she'd forgotten something or was hoping to get some more, but when she reached my desk, she said, "I just wanted to say I'm really going to miss this." I said, "Oh, did we forget to connect you to another pantry that will work for you while we're closed?" And she said, "Oh, no, I have that information, but I'm really going to miss all of your faces." I was stunned that even with our limited interactions, the people in our pantry made a difference for her. Later that night, when I was reflecting on the day, the woman's words reminded me of another story from our opening day. On our first day, a woman named Lena came to the Madison Community Food Pantry. She's attended adult English classes at Madison every week, twice a week, for almost a year. She came promptly from class and was the first person to shop on our first day. As she went through the pantry, she turned down many things, expressing with still limited English that there was so much food and that what she had was enough. As she left to take the bus home, she had two bags full of groceries, one in each hand, and she turned around to the whole room and said, "We all leave rich." Lena's words summarized the work being done through the Madison Community Food Pantry, work that would be impossible without the support of Oregon Food Bank, the City of Portland, and all of our partners and student volunteers. It's an honor to celebrate Hunger Action Month and to thank each of you for your support. Thank you for supporting a system that allows my team to do work that not only feeds and enriches our families, but feeds and enriches our entire community.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank all of you for the great work that you do. And unless, Mayor, you'd like to read the proclamation?
Please go right ahead, Dan.
I'll read the proclamation, and then we can take a photo. Whereas hunger and poverty are issues of grave concern in the United States, the state of Oregon, and the city of Portland, and whereas the city of Portland and organizations such as Oregon Food Bank care deeply about these residents experiencing food insecurity, and whereas the city of Portland and Oregon Food Bank are committed to taking steps to raise awareness about the need to combat hunger in every part of Portland and to provide additional resources that Portland residents need. And whereas the City of Portland is a critical partner in hunger relief efforts through its support of such programs as Meals on Wheels and school-based food pantries. And whereas City of Portland employees supported Portland residents experiencing hunger through generous donations of emergency food and repacking more than 3,000 pounds of food in the last fiscal year. And whereas more than 670,000 individuals in Portland relied on food provided by the Oregon Food Bank Network in the last fiscal year. And whereas the Oregon Food Bank Network distributed more than 9.6 million pounds of food last fiscal year in Portland through its network of food pantries, soup kitchens, shelters, and other community organizations. And whereas the City of Portland joins Oregon Food Bank in bringing awareness and attention to the hunger concerns in our community and to encourage community involvement in anti-hunger efforts by joining together to repack emergency food at Pioneer Courthouse Square on September 9, 2014. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim September 2014 to be Hunger Action Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month.
Thank you.
And I do want to add that I want to thank Stacy Brucer in my office for helping to organize the food repack event working with Oregon Food Bank. We have over 75 employees, city employees, signed up at this time for next week. Next Tuesday at 11:30 at Pioneer Square. I'm sure we could probably handle some more city employees between now and then as well. So why don't we get a picture and read the proclamation.
You know, you get it.
Thanks very much.